Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Annalisa Sandrelli from the Venice Film Festival. And I'm here with Nicoletta Vaxiavani, who is the Greek representative on the 28 Times Cinema Jury, which is an initiative supported by the European Parliament in collaboration with the Giornata degli Autori. It's an important jury because it is going to award an important prize in the competition. So, first of all, welcome, Nicola. Please tell us about yourself, where you come from, how you came to be here in Venice. You won a competition to be here. Can you tell us about how you heard about the competition, yeah, how you went about applying?
So, first of all, I come from Greece, as we said, and I currently live in Denmark. I first heard about it actually from my sister, and she used to live in Brussels, and she went to an open day of the European Parliament, and that's kind of how she learned about it. But then after searching for it, of course, you can also find it in cinemas. It's two cinemas in Athens, which is the city where I grew up, and one cinema in Thessaloniki. So in total in Greece, it's three cinemas that actually promote this. And then I had to send out a video application.
Yep.
And then we had to write some things down, like movie summaries and a few questions. And that's that from our part. And then afterwards, the application was sent first to the cinema and then to the people of the European Parliament. And yeah.
And now you're here.
And now I'm here.
Great. Excellent. You mentioned that you heard about this initiative in cinemas as well, which means that you are a cinema goer.
Yes, of course.
How often do you go to the cinema, would you say, roughly?
I think it depends, but I would say once every 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And what kind of film genres do you prefer? Do you go to watch old classics or the new releases, a bit of everything?
I'd say a bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm really lucky to have access to cinema that bring both older classic movies but also new, fresh new ones.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. And are you also into, you know, the opportunities that new technology is offering us? Now, streaming platforms like Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, they're very popular, especially among young people. Are you one of them?
Not really, to be honest. I've only tried the free trial of Netflix, but to be honest, it's not really my type of platform.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your Venice experience. You've been watching lots of movies, but also you've been doing lots of other things in the last few days. Workshops, seminars. What have you been doing, and what has impressed you the most?
Yeah, definitely the schedule is really packed some days. So we've been doing, actually right now we're, after this, we're going to go to the second part of our workshop, which is really exciting. It's it has to do mainly with translation of cinema, with a focus on subtitles. And this one has been really exciting. And apart from that, we've been to some panels, various topics. Other than that, it has been watching many movies, both for the Giornata degli Autori and also the three finalists for the Lux Film Prize. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. And for the Giornata degli Autori, you work in the jury with the representatives from all the other European countries, and you work under the guidance of a famous filmmaker, a Brazilian filmmaker called Karim Enouz. Could you tell us about how you work with him? Does he give you guidance and advice during the debates? Do you find them stimulating? How does it work in the jury?
Yeah.
Without giving too much away, because we're not allowed to reveal any trade secrets.
Of course. So I would say that so far it has only been discussion. And he's the person to also give his feedback on the movies, as we do, of course. And we haven't had that much personal contact with him, of course, and I'm supposed to interview him for the blog of the 28 Times Cinema, and I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah, I think he seems really nice.
Okay, yeah. Great. Well, so I'm glad that this interview perhaps is like a trial before your actual interview with the director. So it's been useful. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure to interview you, Nicola.
Thank you.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of your festival experience. This is Fred Film Radio at the Venice Film Festival, and I have been Annalisa Sandrelli live from Venice.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.